She's a very freaky girl. Super freak. She's super freaky.
Get your freak on. Get your freak on.
It is Freak Show Friday here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. If you'd like to be part of Freak Show Friday, all you got to do is shoot us an email. It's joeandalexshow@gmail.com. And Twitter and Instagram is another good way. Follow us. It's at Joe and Alex Show for both of those. And same thing, slide into our DMs and let us know why you'd like to be on for Freak Show Friday. Let's say good morning and welcome to Freak Show Friday to Thad. Hey, Thad, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
What's up? Good morning.
Good morning.
So what makes you a freak?
So I'm actually not a freak. It's about this farm I was working at in the summer, and I was working with this guy who ended up being a total freak.
Oh, so, great! We're excited.
Yeah,
God, I hope this doesn't involve animals.
But it does involve. We'll get to that part later. But,
okay.
But first, I'll tell you, it started off pretty innocuous, right? Like I forgot my cigarettes at home. And I asked this guy if he could have one, and he wasn't, like, my first choice, but he was the only choice. He always seemed a little weird. He was, like, one of those guys who was muttered and was talking to himself. So he pulls out a pack, gives me a cigarette, then he hops into his tractor and runs over the cigarette pack. Like, he had buried the cigarette pack, and then he runs over it, like, again and again. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, well, I forgot that I actually quit smoking.
Okay.
I was like, what? Then why do you have a cigarette pack? Anyway, so that was like, you know, weird, but not like too freaky.
Yeah.
Well, later on, a few weeks later, he was fired because the boss caught him making love to a pumpkin.
Wait, was he making out with the pumpkin, or was it like another type of love?
Pumpkin pie.
Another kind. No. He had cut a tiny circle out of the pumpkin. And he was wearing a tomato costume.
Costume while he made love to a pumpkin.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, honestly, you should just smoke.
You think it was because he was stressed out because he needed to smoke?
Wow, okay,
yeah.
That's interesting.
That's hilarious. Okay, so is there anything else that you found out about this guy once he was fired?
Yeah, so apparently that when he was in high school, he was like a total insomniac. He would only sleep like a couple hours every night, and so he had a lot of time to go out in the middle of the night and do a bunch of weird stuff. So the police knew him pretty well. And so like apparently on rooftops he would be throwing nuts at people and making bird noises. So like he would just like go on to people's rooftops, he would hang out in tree limbs. Like making friends with the squirrels. I mean, he was just a total, total weird guy.
Solid.
So I found out all this stuff afterwards, and I was like, this is all just because I asked this guy for a cigarette.
See, I think the story's great because even though it isn't necessarily about you, and usually people that call in for Freak Show Friday, they're telling us something about them that makes them a freak. Everyone has worked with or went to college with or school with someone that was just like that, like a total weirdo. Everyone has one, I feel like.
Are you sure?
Liv the Web Girl even has one.
Yeah, I went to school with this guy. His name was Chris, and he used to write fantasy stories. And I would be the princess. My best friend would be the queen in these fantasy stories. And he would always be, like, the prince in them. And he would write them into this, like, whole land that he had created. And he would carry a briefcase instead of a backpack to school. And every single day, he would give me his Oreos. And I was, like, one of the only people he would talk to.
Sounds like goals to me. Okay, well, Thad, that is interesting to say the least. Thank you for calling in. Not what I was expecting today for a Freak Show Friday.
Yeah, it's different. If you have a story about some crazy person you worked with or went to school with, we'd love to hear it. 833-JOE-ALEX.
Julie, tell us about the weird person you had.
Okay, so in college, I had my boyfriend's roommate. He was from Bangladesh, but we noticed one day that his clothes were hanging over the, like, stair banister. And the next couple of times, we heard him washing his clothes in the toilet.
Why would he do that?
Not sure. 'Cause we had, like, a laundry facility and stuff, but I don't know if it's a culture thing.
I don't know if there's anybody else from Bangladesh, if they can tell us if that's kind of what you do. I assume it's not. I mean, but I don't know.
What does he do? Not. Does he put them in there and then flush them a bunch of times to, like, rinse them?
Yeah, that's what we could hear.
Oh, my God.
That sounds very innovative to me. I mean,
it's
think
clean
about
water.
It.
It's clean water.
You don't need a washer, dryer. Every house comes with a toilet.
The toilet bowl itself is dirty. That's what's dirty, not
well,
the water.
Not if you clean it out first. I mean,
ew.
It might work. All right, Julie, that's very interesting. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let's talk to Allie real quick. Allie, what happened with you?
Back when I was in high school, I was starting my senior year, and my family had moved. So I was starting my senior year as, like, the new kid at a new school. I didn't know anybody. I met this girl. She seemed pretty cool. She asked me to come over after school or something. Everything was fine for a while. We were hanging out for, like, 6 weeks or something. And she started copying, like, everything I did.
Like, what do you mean?
Started with little things like phrases that I would say. But then it got extreme. I got my hair cut, and it was a drastic change. I had, like, long hair down my back, and I decided to color my hair dark, and I got angled bob with some bangs because I wanted to be kind of edgy, I guess. She, the next day, like, wasted no time, comes to school with my hair cut.
Oh my gosh, this girl wanted to wear you like a lampshade.
It made me, like, cringe. I felt, like, crawly, and she would just start showing up at my house.
Whoa.
At our new house. She would just come, you know, text. She'd just show up, knock on my door. I don't know. It was just so weird. I just sort of started ignoring her, and I made some other friends.
I bet. Have you watched You on Netflix yet?
No.
Yeah, you need to do
no.
that.
Yeah, it's a really good show, and it sounds like the friendship you two had.
Exactly.
Hey, thank you.
Oh, my God. It scared me.
Allie, no, you'd like. I think you'd like it. It's kind of hot, too. Let's go to Victoria real quick on the Joe and Alex show. Tell us about your crazy person, maybe a worker or a college roommate, something like that. What happened?
So I was at a birthday party once. There was a lot of people there that I had never seen before, like relatives of the distant family I had already, so I did not know them. My cousin, he apparently did something that made somebody mad, some person at the party, some adult. The adult, like, grabbed the kid to, like, make him stop doing what he was doing, and he took his arm and, like, spit on the kid's arm as, like,
spit.
Punishment.
What kind of punishment is that?
I have no idea. I was so alarmed. I was kind of young. I was, like, a teenager, and I was like, what in the world is this?
Ew.
And I just walked away. I didn't really know what to make of it.
Yeah, stay away from that guy.
Yeah, there's something creepy going on there.
It's probably not okay.
Funny if the kids spit right back at him, like, take that. How you like that? Yeah, right on you. Hey, thank you for calling in, Victoria. We appreciate it. We'll do one more. This person wants to be anonymous, so let's talk to Anonymous. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show, Anonymous. Tell about the creepy worker or college roommate or whatever your story might be.
Yeah, good morning. So I was at lunch with a coworker, and they shared with me that they go number one while flipping pancakes.
Oh, golden showers.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Like, while flipping pancakes? Like, while...
Right, right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know how that's possible.
Yeah, but, it's got to be bad.
They are the only person in the United States that's still supporting R. Kelly, too.
Oh, no.